It was night when the boys rounded the final bend. By the light of the moon, they saw the gorge open out onto flat land in front of them.
"We made it!"
shouted Jay.
"The forest camp is right over there!"
"We don't have a radio to let everybody know we're safe,"
said Alex.
"They must be so worried."
They pulled the raft high onto the sand on the riverbank. Then they made a fire and heated up some food.
"I wonder if Ethan and the others made it okay,"
said Jay. Nobody said anything. They didn't even want to think about it. When the news finished, everyone watching in Parkdale was very quiet. Then they began to call each other to talk about what they could do. At the Grady's house, Mary Grady was in tears, and Tom's mom, Carmen, comforted her.
"We can't think the worst. I know Tommy will come home,"
said Carmen quietly.
"There is always hope."
Daniel Kramer, Alex's dad, wanted to hire his own helicopter and send a rescue team right then, but Al Rivera didn't agree.
"We'd just cause more problems if we ran into trouble ourselves,"
he said.
"Anyway, we'd have to wait till daylight."
The parents sat together all night. All they could think about was having their boys come home safely. The boys woke up with the sun. They packed up as quickly as they could, got into the raft, and headed downstream.
"Ethan said you could paddle all the way to Parkdale, remember?"
said Jay.
"Let's just keep going until we see people."
The TV news woke everybody up.
"Good morning,"
said the TV news reader.
"At first light this morning, a rescue helicopter with guide Ethan Cooper left Madison to try and find the four Parkdale boys missing in the Green River Gorge. The helicopter has been looking in the huge rapids below the Shark's Fin. There has been no sign of the boys yet, but there is still hope they will be found safely. Emergency services are also looking right along the Green River for any signs."
In the helicopter, Ethan was arguing with the pilot and the emergency services leader.
"We've got to go to Camp 2. It's possible they made it out of the gorge. Jay has been down the river before, and the other boys are strong paddlers. We're looking in the wrong place,"
he shouted.
"Well, there's nothing here. Let's do it then,"
said the pilot. He turned the helicopter around and headed for Camp 2. They landed on the sand, and Ethan jumped out. He ran to the ashes of the fire. They were still warm.
"I knew it,"
he shouted.
"They're alive. They left a little while ago."
The boys screamed and waved their paddles wildly as the helicopter flew low over them. It turned back and hovered over them. Somebody leaned out of the open door with a megaphone. It was Ethan.
"We got the others out yesterday. We can't pick up all four of you at once. Just keep paddling. It's only a few more kilometers. We'll let Parkdale know you're on your way,"
he said. The helicopter turned hard and flew off towards Parkdale. The boys were sunburned. They had blisters on their hands, and their arms felt so heavy from all the paddling, they could hardly move them.
"Look, we're at the old brick factory. Remember when we got trapped there by the car thieves?"
said Jay.
"That means we're nearly in Parkdale."
"Hey, what's that sound?"
said Ben. There was a strange buzzing, humming sound. They rounded the last corner, and there, right in front of them, was Parkdale's Memorial Bridge. There were hundreds of people on the bridge, cheering as the raft moved towards it. The boys could see Kat and Amy waving crazily, and their families were there too.
You were right, Jay. You did say rafting would be the most exciting thing we ever did,
said Tom.
Yeah,
said Ben.
But Jay, next time you invite us on an exciting adventure weekend, I'm busy, okay?
Ha 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 ha